Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And for those that don't know, I and myself and my beloved are planning a trip to England next September. And we went to get the applications for our passports yesterday. And we don't know anything about anything, really. We just kind of go and do it. So for the both of us, it is $270 to purchase, because you need the one to go on the airplane. And I have my birth certificate, because you need the official one from the courthouse with the official seal on it. And my beloved doesn't have his that I know of. And he lives, about an hour and a half south of here, or not in that, what did I say? He was born, it's south of Chicago, so it would be it's like more in the middle of Illinois. It's not too far, but it's, almost a two-hour drive to go and get it. And then if, otherwise we'll have to purchase it online and do that. And you need your ID. And then the other thing, too, is I was thinking, I don't know where my father was born. I have an idea. And then I messed up the first application. He messed it up by spelling our son's name wrong, spelling my name wrong. And I'm like, we're looking at each other just going, oh my God, I can't believe this. You have to have black ink only. And so we ended up taking two blank applications so that I can fill them at home. When he gets home tonight, he's got to look for all the birth certificates. Call his mom, because he doesn't know where she was born. And there was something else. We have the money to do it. Oh, and then the photos are $15 to have taken. So that is just like, what? So it'll be definitely interesting doing all this. And I was just thinking, I need to buy another suitcase. And now I know what Mr. and Mrs. Riffzone were going through Mrs. Riffzone, because you're like, okay, well, I need to get a suitcase for this and make sure I have that. And then I was thinking, okay, well, if we put our clothes in one suitcase and have an extra one, which is the odds and ends, and then you have to make sure you have enough room for in case you buy anything over there, and you can take it home. And when I flew out of LAX, it was the day here in the States when they laid down the rules of no fluids, no the whole carry-on bag thing. They enforced those rules day I was flying out, and they had the National Guards at LAX and the dogs, and it was just crazy. So now, I haven't flown since the whole 9/11 thing, right after we went. We went in August, I think, and out to LA. And it was just crazy. So I don't know what the rules are now. So this ought to be fun. It's an adventure, and I'm going to share it with you as I go along. Alrighty, I am at my second job, and it actually rained, but the ground is dry already. There's no rain, there's no snow. A drought! It's a drought. December. And there's no snow. It's just crazy here. It's kind of cold though. It's only 47. So. Alright, laterness, people.